Well met, my pretty little maid. Well met, cried he. I just returned from the saltwater sea, and a sulphur the love of you. I could have married a king's daughter fair, and then she'd have married me. But I forsake both crowns of gold, and a sulphur the love of you. Well, if you could have married a king's daughter fair, I'm sure you were to blame. I'm married to a house carpenter, and I think he's a nice young man. Well, if you forsake your house carpenter, you'll go along with me. I'll take you where the grass grows green, on the banks of the saltwater sea. Well, if I forsake my house carpenter to go along with you, what have you to maintain me on and to keep me from slavery? I've plenty to ships all on the sea, and plenty more on shore, and plenty to young jolly sailor boy, and they're all for to wait on you. She tipped her babe upon her knee, and gave a kiss of three, saying, stay at home with your papa, little babe, and keep him company. I will come back, I won't go more than 5,000 miles. She hadn't been on sea but a week or more, I'm sure it was not three, until this fair maid was known far to me, and she wept most bitterly. Oh, is it for my gold you weep, or is it for my store, or is it for your house carpenter that you left on yonder shore? It's neither for your gold I weep, it neither for your store, it's for that sweet little babe that I ne'er shall see anymore.